proclamation number 5677 dated the May 16th, 1953. False Christs and Prophets. Satan's Mask. You must not get caught in Satan's nets of lies, who wants to win you over for himself by trying to confuse your thoughts, by apparently speaking in my name and yet being far away from the truth himself, only presenting you falsehood. False Christs and false prophets shall arise. Remember these words of mine and don't believe every spirit who speaks my word. For even an evil spirit makes use of my words if thereby he can draw you into this camp. Many a person will allow himself to become confused in the last days, but only because he is half-hearted himself and fails to take refuge in me in order to attain the truth. And my adversary knows how best to win people over who are not yet entirely devoted to me. He does not shy away from influencing them under the mask of piety. His goal is to distort my image, to alienate people from me. His goal is to make it more difficult for them to recognize me, and therefore he uses words which can have various meanings and subsequently interprets them such that they will be misunderstood and lead away from true belief in me and from love, since due to his interpretation I cannot be properly recognized. Thus my adversary influences weak and not entirely firm people to interpret my words in this way, thereby apparently speaking in support of me and yet against me, because it is not the pure truth which he is spreading. The sincere will to work for me and my kingdom will eliminate this danger. But how many have not yet attained a living faith and profound love for me and their neighbors themselves is to be enlightened by my spirit. And they likewise have reached a point in life when my word shall be proclaimed. Hence they make an intellectual effort to give people the interpretation. Intellect, however, is subject to the adversary's influence, who wants to confuse the latter in order to work against me. And again I emphasize the fact that only the human being's will to hear truth or to pass it on is decisive as to whether he will receive truth or pass it on. The human being first has to be imbued by the desire for the pure truth, then he can be certain that truth will be imparted to him, that he will truthfully understand and interpret my word. My adversary is eagerly working at undermining the truth, and he will be successful where the will for truth is not strong enough, so that I myself, as the provider of truth, can safeguard it. Because the human being's will alone determines the spiritual knowledge he receives. Therefore, don't let yourselves be deceived by pious words, which my adversary can also use where he finds the right ground for it. For not the word itself is mine, but the spirit I placed into my words. The word itself, without my spirit, can certainly be changed, and therefore it can also be used by my adversary in order to achieve his goal of separating you from me and the truth. The spirit, however, is my share, and if you therefore search for the spirit within the word, my spirit will enlighten you, but differently than the interpretation of the one who avails himself of my word without being imbued by my spirit. These are the last days, when my adversary causes much confusion among people. Therefore beware and test all things, and if you do so, then appeal for my support. You will know and only ever keep what is good. Amen.